Good morning, I'm John Hoffman. The Federal Trade Commission reports Americans have lost more than $500 million to coronavirus-related fraud since the pandemic surfaced in early 2020. The FTC puts the known amount of fraud at just over $501 million as of last Thursday, reporting more than 558,000 complaints since last year began. It's parking ticket amnesty week in South Bend. If you have old, unpaid parking tickets, the city clerk's office in the county city building will take your payments and waive any late fees and penalties. You can't do it online. You have to go downtown and pay up in person. Good through Friday this week. Officials in Florida now believe all the victims of the Surfside condo collapse have been accounted for. The Miami-Dade County mayor told reporters 242 people have been accounted for, including the 98 who died as a result of the collapse more than a month ago. The identification of the 98th victim has been confirmed. She was 54-year-old Estelle Hedaya. The Olympic gold medal count as of this morning, the U.S. and China each have 20 overall medals, 8 gold. This evening, Tokyo time, the U.S. women's softball team goes for gold against Japan, and U.S. women's gymnastics tries to come back to win the team competition. In baseball, the Cubs beat Cincinnati at Wrigley Field 6-5. The White Sox lost at Kansas City 4-3. The South Bend Cubs open a 6-game set at Quad Cities tonight after an off day Monday. I'm John Hoffman on Sunny 101.5.